China marking the 69th anniversary of the victory over Japan in World War II with a high-profile ceremony and symposium attended by the country's top leadership, including Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang. Xi Jinping noting that China's fight against fascist forces was the longest in World War II, playing a decisive role in the ultimate destruction of the Japanese military forces. President also taking time to criticize Japanese political organizations and politicians who continue to deny facts and international justice connected to the war. It's the first time China's commemorated September 3rd as Victory Day since the government made it an official observance day. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has held a conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of a new round of peace talks in Minsk, expressing hopes that a peace deal will be reached by tomorrow. Representatives of Ukraine, the rebels, and Russia due to meet tomorrow in Belarus. Putin putting forward a 7-point proposal to end the violence in eastern Ukraine, which includes international monitoring teams and the exchange of hostages. Putin says he hopes a peace deal will be reached by tomorrow, a comment later echoed by Poroshenko.